two guys moving on for you. How you coping? No spring baseball for the first time in a long time for you. I bet with no question withdrawals, you're ready to get on a ball field, aren't you?
Yeah, I really am. You know, it's kind of, I don't know if you want to call it eye-opener or whatever, but, you know, you get to the end of the baseball season, you're kind of ready for a break. But I guess one thing I figured out is if you don't get to play your season, you're not really ready for a break. So 2 months when, you know, rest of March and April and May were pretty rough to get through. And you know, usually when you get done in May, you're ready for a month and a half off. But it just seemed pretty incomplete this spring. And looks like things are clearing up, and we've done a nice job recruiting. And you know, hopefully we can, you know, move forward starting this fall and play this spring and kind of go from there. So, you know, we're hopeful, like I think a lot of people are. But, yeah, definitely missed the spring, and I know our guys did too, and it was kind of rough on them. So, like this situation, like I said in the article, you know, just really happy that good things happened to some guys that had a rough go of it this spring.
And you're always looking to get your two-year guys on to four-year schools and talk about the two with Connor and Nick moving on to some pretty good baseball schools, aren't they?
Yeah, they really are. You know, Nick Wellman, he was really doing well for us, really coming into his own, a really talented arm. You know, he's going to Austin Peay, Division One school in Tennessee. I think he's the third guy that I've sent there personally or from a Cook, and really good school. And really excited for him. He's pretty talented. You know, he got a year of eligibility back. He had to sit out the year before this year with Tommy John surgery. So he'll still have four complete years to play if that's what he chooses to do. So excited for him. Really looking forward to that. And then Connor McGonigal, who I'm really happy for because he was here 3 years. And 2 years ago, or his freshman year, he had a really nice year, was in a rotation. Then last year he had to have hip surgery, missed the entire year, and really it was one of those hip surgeries that was a pretty long recovery, pretty grueling. So he finally got back into it and was able to pitch this year, which we were excited about, and had a couple good outings, and then, you know, we got shut down again. So, you know, really the luck he's had over the last 2 years has been pretty tough. So obviously really excited he gets to go to a good Division II school in Kansas City, which he's from Omaha, so fairly close to home. So it should be a good situation for him, too. So, yeah, just really proud with both those guys.
Are you done as far as with your two-year guys, or are you still working on some places for some of those guys to continue their baseball careers?
Nope, that finished it up. I think that gave us eight guys that have signed for next year. I think we had four Division I guys, two Division II guys, and two NAIA guys. So, really excited about that. You know, it was a little bit of a weird year. We do have some sophomores. You know, coming back, I think we have four sophomores this year that are coming back for next year because they didn't get charged this season. They got that season back, so it's going to give them an opportunity to find probably another place. I think we have three position players and one pitcher. You know, the thing about position players is sometimes it takes a full season to acquire, you know, the stats that you need. Pitching is a little different just because, you know, every roster has 12 to 15 pitchers on it as opposed to, you know, three catchers. So, you know, pitchers seem to get gobbled up quite a bit earlier. But we did have eight guys sign, I think, and then I think four of them coming back for next year to take advantage of that extra year. So I feel really good about what we did with all of our, you know, quote-unquote sophomores this year.
So during this time of being off, hitting the phones and talking to kids, and can you give us the latest as far as some of your recruits the last – maybe a month or so? It's been a while since we haven't had a chance to talk, but you got some good kids coming in, don't you?
Yeah, I really think we do. We are done recruiting-wise with all the guys that we can sign. You know, some of our biggest needs was on the mound because I think seven of those eight guys that we did lose were pitchers. So obviously that was a big void for us. You know, position player-wise, feel really good. I think we've got seven of our nine starters back. So, and we had signed a couple guys before we got shut down that are going to be really nice players. So, position player wise, I think we're in really good shape. Pitching wise, that's where we've kind of focused our efforts on. You know, now we've kind of looking, kind of monitoring some things. You know, school's going to start. School's going to start on time. We do have a couple international kids that have some travel restrictions right now that we're trying to work on. So it'll still be a juggling match, but hopefully by spring and our game season starts, we'll have it all ironed out.
And of course, your job as an AD, athletic director, is busy as well. Not just baseball, but all the other sports, fall, winter, and spring, you got to deal with as well.
Yeah, you know, that's been good spring so far too. You know, under the circumstances, you know, everybody kind of got, you know, softball and golf and baseball are the sports I really feel bad for because they lost actual games. But you know, volleyball and basketball, they do a lot of work in spring and lost that. And then obviously, you know, going through a hiring process for a new basketball coach and really excited to get him on campus. I think he got here June 1st and is really hit the ground running. I think, you know, he, between returners and new guys signed, I think he's down to maybe just needing one or two scholarship guys left. So he's worked hard over the past month since he's been hired and excited for that. And, you know, the next step is just trying to get volleyball season off the ground. We actually have a conference call with our national office on Friday, and they're putting forth the plan to start fall sports. So a lot of, you know, a little bit we've just kind of been in waiting mode because, you know, it's hard for us to make a ton of decisions outside of planning on starting as normal until, you know, we get the final word. Kind of like baseball and softball and golf in the spring, you know. Even if you're planning on playing and we weren't in a super hard hit area, you know, when the national office comes in and says everything's done, we're done. So, you know, really looking for some guidance and see what they have to say on Friday. And we'll know more if we can have, you know, an on-time start or a little bit delayed or whatever it might be. So I'm excited for that and just, you know, looking forward to get that off the ground and having another good season there.
I know, talking to Haley, we talked about our camps that are coming up. That's going to be kind of nice, getting some kids and getting some traffic going in the Graff Event Center, isn't it?
Yeah, that's the truth. I mean, it has been between the shutdown and then nobody really being in here and then redoing the floors, the traffic in here has been basically zero since middle of March. So it'll be good to see some kids back in here. I know she's got some camps and then hopefully the graduations still go off and her all-star game and things like that. So it'll be good to get cranked up and kind of get feeling back to normal.